Smoking marijuana has proved helpful in alleviating the nausea chemotherapy patients suffer from and helping HIV patients battle the wasting syndrome by stimulating their appetite. 10 states have laws on the books now that make pot smoking legal to treat some illnesses, and the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to review a case that could clear the way for more states to do the same. Steph Scherer is the director of the California-based Americans for Safe Access. She says until the laws change, her group is trying to organize legal help for patients who are using marijuana for medical reasons.
Here in Wisconsin, there's not a medical marijuana law, but there are medical necessity defenses, there are intent defenses, and there are ways that we can keep patients out of jail until we get to the next step, which is actually making sure that they have safe and legal access.
Republican State Representative Greg Underheim of Oshkosh ran into the access roadblock when he sponsored a medical marijuana bill in the state legislature last year. His approach is to guarantee patients can use a medical necessity defense if they're arrested for smoking marijuana to treat an illness. But unlike California's law, his does not address the legality of growing, selling, or buying it.
That's a difficult question, and I've got to try to find a reasonable answer to that question. But I certainly want to hold hearings on the issue. I want to make it, I want to make the public more aware of the issue, and I want to generate public support.
Steph Scherer of Americans for Safe Access says public support is the key. She says another goal of her Wisconsin visit is to encourage people to raise the issue with the presidential candidates as they travel through the state stumping for votes. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.